There's a tree out where I live is on a, what would you call it, kind of an abutment in the side of a hill, which levels out, and we look down on the Kootenai River, some 500 vertical feet below us, and there's a waterfall, and there's mountains across the river, and on the right of us is a gully, and on the other side of a gully is a large cedar tree. It's kind of a country-ish scene, but dealing with this tree, this particular, very specifically a cedar tree, somehow has become a very serious and at times not so serious effort of mine. How to be a tree and take very literally take very literally the act of giving that tree your value. Cedar perfume forest, sunlight sweet, so silent, paths ahead, our eyes reach out behind to pull it all and move it in, let it see itself happen. Quiet sweet, a sunlight forest, cedar noses perfume burns into the closeness. On the earth, Namarupa, and in the world, Arupa, among the trees, among the distant lights and stars, a song, one endless breath, each single soul of us, hearts, legs, eyes, flow and shine, Eka. Early one morning, one man sets forth through all of it, himself, the mountains, creeks, and many other creatures, anywhere. The canoe, too. There is all that talk about northern waters, lakes with canoes sliding silently over the cold glass surfaces in the moonlight, and a mountain rising to the moon in its ice and snow. The rocky shore and its cold, dry branches of driftwood waiting for you to return alone in the still night, shimmering darkness. There is all that talk of this, and the mind wanders there in a canoe language carries, like a picture framing you in the black ice water. There is all this kind of talk, and you listen to the words. The northern lakes freeze. Over the ice, snow covers the valley and all the trees.